Ride along each week as we share proven strategies to strengthen your business, energize your team, and create the business success you've been dreaming about. And now, here's your host, Rich Allen.
How frequently do you grade your current customers? Welcome to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up Podcast, where our one and only goal is to help you tune up your business so you can have the long-lasting success and fulfillment that comes from owning a solid, profitable, and sustainable business. Each week, we dive deep into a single topic related to improving your business, improving your team engagement, or improving the relationship with your customers. Almost every week, I hit you with a difficult question or a challenging thought that's intended to make you think deeply about how well you're running your business or leading your team. This week, I'd like to turn the tables a bit and ask you to shine a spotlight on your customers. As you know, your customers are critiquing your business performance on a daily basis, sometimes even multiple times a day. It's become commonplace for customers to rate or review the businesses they frequent. And as the business owner, you're probably very tuned into your rating or your reviews. Am I right? Well, today, I want to flip the script a bit. I want to ask the question, how frequently do you grade your customers? That's right, you heard me correctly. I want to dive into the method you use to give your current customers a grade. And before you reject the idea as being foolish or silly, I want you to stick with me for a while and ponder what might happen if you were to do just that. Give your current customers a grade. You see, the truth is that just like all businesses are not the same, all customers are not the same either. But you already know that. You've got some customers who are great to work with and who your team welcomes with a smile every time they show up in your lobby. But you also have some customers who, when their caller ID shows up on your phone, you roll your eyes and let it go to voicemail. What's interesting is that by me just speaking about this kind of customer, your most difficult customer's face flashed in your mind and you could almost hear them speaking to you, right? I know I'm right, because every time I talk about this topic, a couple of past customer memories flood back into my brain. I'm not sure why, I can't help it, and neither can you. It's kind of like having a mild case of PTSD. To be honest, these bad customers suck the life out of you, and they kill the fun and joy that your team members want and need to come to work fired up every day. So why do you allow it to happen? I've had this discussion with several business owners, and I often hear that sometimes you just can't avoid having to deal with some difficult customers. And depending upon your type of business, that may be true. But for many of you, there is an alternative. And I want to suggest that that alternative might just start with the idea of grading your customers. Let me give you an example of what I mean. I recall having a long conversation with a dentist about this several years ago. He had a nice, thriving practice to the point where he was very busy, seeing patients from early in the morning to late in the afternoon, every day, nonstop. He had hired a good team, a receptionist, a couple of dental hygienists, and a young, recently graduated dentist to assist him with his patient load. And while the business was growing nicely and was solidly profitable, he and his team left every day exhausted and, frankly, worn out from some of the more challenging patients they had to deal with. So as he entered a new year, he decided to reevaluate how he operated his dental practice to gain more control over his time and infuse more life and enjoyment into his business. He started by creating a grading chart where he outlined in detail what it would take for a customer to be graded an A, a B, a C, or a D. For each letter, he listed the characteristics and behaviors that reflected that letter from his perspective. For example, an A customer always showed up for their appointment on time or early, always arrived with a fun, upbeat, and positive attitude, was super polite to his staff, followed the guidance and instructions from their visit to the letter, gladly paid their bill at the time of their service, and was always eager to tell others about them, and often took time to write a positive review on their social media page. A B customer was almost always on time for their appointment, had a friendly and pleasant disposition, was kind and respectful to his staff, did a good job of following up on their advice and instructions, paid on time, and was willing to leave a review when asked. A C customer was frequently late for their appointment and sometimes had to reschedule last minute, was nondescript and disconnected from his team members, showed little emotion or care for others, regularly checked their bill and would question the fees or charges, and wouldn't take time to give a review even if they were asked. And a D customer was a challenge to satisfy on the schedule, would often arrive in a grumpy or downcast mood, treated the staff with little respect, was very self-centered, and would challenge every bill and question every new charge, and just wasn't pleasant to be around. After writing out this scoring grid, he printed out a list of his dental clients. Then he and his staff reviewed and discussed how each customer aligned to his A, B, C, and D grading grid. They assigned each customer a grade based on the collective inputs of the team. With each customer assigned to a letter grade, he took it upon himself to have a discussion with each customer on their next visit. As part of his discussion, he let the D customers know that they were no longer going to be able to provide them dental services. Essentially, he let them go. He let the C customers know that he was changing the format of his practice to be more specialized and gave them a list of other dentists in the area that are currently accepting new customers. He let the B customers know that he was changing the format of his practice to be more specialized, shared with them the criteria that he and his team used to identify A clients, and invited them to come along with him as he focused on more high quality, high engagement, high fulfillment with fewer clients. And finally, he let the A customers know that they were in fact graded A by he and his team, and he invited them to stay with him as he changed the format and focus of his practice to work with only customers just like them. Then he gave each of them 3 referral cards and invited them to share the referral cards with the 3 people they knew who were just like them so he could build his practice with the kinds of customers that made his business enjoyable and made his team want to come to work. And here's what happened. By taking the time to go through this grading process, he quit spending time with those customers who were sucking the life out of him and his team, and he began to regrow his practice as he was introduced to more and more customers who were referred by his A customers. How cool is that? Now, let me be quick to admit that you may not be at a place in your business where you can be as bold as this dentist was, firing his D customers and referring his C customers to his competitors. But imagine what it would be like to let your A customers know that they were in fact an A customer in your eyes and invite them to help you find more customers who were just like them. How honored would they be to hear that from you as the business owner? How proud would they be to invite others like them to frequent your business? Let's face it, running and growing a business is hard enough even when things are going really well. So why would we accept the idea that we have to work with anyone who walks through our door or asks to do business with us? There's no reason why you can't grade and select the customers you want to work with, just as your customers are grading and selecting you as a business to work with. Now, I'm sure this whole topic and concept may have you spinning or thinking that I've lost my mind. If so, I'd love to discuss it more with you. I'd love debating these kinds of topics that have such a huge impact on the success and fulfillment that business owners are so desperately seeking today. So just drop me an email with your thoughts. I'd love to hear them. I'm sure I could learn a thing or two from you too. As always, if you have specific questions or would like to bounce around a few specific thoughts related to this topic, please don't hesitate to reach out and ask. I'd love nothing more than to help you build a business where you serve only A customers and enjoy the ride even more this year. And thanks for sharing this podcast episode with your fellow business owners. They would probably like some thoughts on how to handle their most difficult customers too, and this may be just the help they're looking for. Thanks for joining me today. Be sure to tune in next week when we're going to discuss your delivery standards. You won't want to miss it. Meanwhile, if you have a question, suggestion, or would simply like to connect, shoot me an email at rich@tourtoprofit.com. Now go make it a great week, and whatever you do, ride hard.
Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. In the meantime, find more resources at tourtoprofit.com and connect with Rich by sending a message to rich@tourtoprofit.com. Until next time, ride hard.